Today on the Repurposed Man podcast, we continue the series, What Does It Mean to Be Repurposed? Stay tuned as we discuss being reborn. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. We're continuing our series of What Does It Mean to Be Repurposed? You know, let me start with this. I've never been a big fan of change. And apparently I'm not alone. I saw one statistic that indicates that much more than half of us don't like change. I think the number was around 67 or 68%. Anyway, I'm just not wired well for change. I'm more of a creature of comfort. And I know there are reasons for this part of me. And one of the things, just because of my makeup, I have a fear of the unknown. I like to know what's ahead of me. But you know, people in general, I think, genuinely believe that what they've been doing and how they've been doing it is the best possible way to do it. And they continue in the same kind of pattern, same kind of behavior, even if it's bad or negative or not achieving results. And Dr. Phil might ask, and how's that been working for us? And in the context of what we're talking about today, the rebirth and being reborn, most people resist change because it threatens their natural habit patterns. And so what are we talking about? What does that have to do with being repurposed? When something is repurposed, it is changed. It looks different. Its function is different. Its value is different. And basically, its natural purpose has been changed. And for us, it's no different. As Christians, we know that in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, it says that, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The precursor to being a new creation, to being repurposed, is Christ. Being in Christ, to be more exact. To be clear, being in Christ starts with new birth, which leads to the greatest of changes. But this, for most people, is hard to grasp. Just like the Pharisee Nicodemus in the Gospel of John, when he asks, how can someone be reborn? The rebirth that Jesus offers is not physical, but it's spiritual. A rebirth that affords us eternal life. Eternal life with God in heaven is the ultimate repurposing. Washing away the muck and mire of this world and the sin that so easily entangles us, the natural habit or pattern of sin, eternal separation to eternal fellowship is what we're afforded. And doesn't that sound better? Without this repurposing, we are dead in our sin. Ephesians 2 verses 1 and 2 talks about that. We are hopeless and we're helpless. And this isn't about going from bad to good. This is about going from death to life. And oh, by the way, a dead man can't save himself. We need a Savior. We need a life giver. And that's why Christ called himself the way, the truth, and the life. The great change demonstrates that once we were dead to the things of God, rotting, if you will, but now we're alive and living for the things of God. Old patterns that would get us nowhere are replaced with new life. Things that we went after for life, works, effort, accomplishments, relationships, even religion or religious tradition have no power to transform from the inside out. Sin destroys. Surrender to Christ brings life. So yeah, some of us are creatures of comfort, but is there really comfort in our sin? Real comfort and peace is found in the assurance that only repurposing, rebirth through Christ brings. If you've never placed your trust in Christ, I encourage you to do so. And keep listening. On the next episode, we'll continue this series and talk about redemption. What does it mean to be redeemed? So until then, I'm Bob Dyer. And this has been the Repurposed Man podcast.